Well, well, well. I didn't expect a fellow lapdog of the church to look so healthy. Oh, don't get up. I'll just slide into this booth and have a seat across from you. There. What makes me think you're healthy? Well, for one, you're drinking water at a bar, darling. Oh, I'm not mocking you. Quite the opposite. I think it's fantastic when humans stay hydrated. Look at you. Those veins in your arm are flush and puffy. Such vitality. Does your church know you walk around like this? Like what? With your sleeves rolled up and your gorgeous forearms on display? Oh, especially on a night like tonight. The moon is bright enough to cast a shadow. Everything looks beautiful. Did I lick my lips? Excuse my table manners. It's been a long time since I played at mortal niceties. Won't you help me? We're going to be working together after all. That's very kind of you. Since you're feeling generous, why don't you let me kiss your wrist? The journey here was long, and I'm so thirsty. Oh, don't leer across the table at you. Or what? Did you just cast a spell on your glass of water? That's not very threatening. Holy water! You scoundrel! You blessed it. It's alarming how easily you did that, you know. What do you mean it serves me right? I paid you a compliment, you... Fine. Let's try this again. You know, I've spent centuries eating humans rather than conversing with them. You could give me a break. I'm supposed to introduce myself. Oh. Right. My name is Vesper. Yes. My name is Vesper. What's yours, human? Ah, nice name. The modern ones are so pretty. What does it mean? I see. Yes, I'm your contact and your expert for your, well, our mission here. I have to say, I thought the church would send some withered priest who'd never seen the light of day. Instead, they sent, well, you. What's that supposed to mean? It's not false flattery. You are the picture of mortal health, my dear. Believe me, I'm an expert. Mortals never know their worth. When we finished our mission, promise me you'll take a long look when we get to a mirror that works. I could go on, in fact. Your cheeks have a warm glow, your eyes are clear, your teeth look strong. I don't see many priests who look like you. If you had any armor on, I'd swear you were a paladin. You're a monk. I don't know if I've ever spoken with a human monk before. You don't leave the church often. That explains it. Do all monks look as you do? Maybe I should visit. Oh, don't frown. Like I said, it's been a while. Mortal niceties and all. You want to get down to business. Very well. Tell me what you know of our situation so far, darling. What is this? It's from the church, I can tell by the seal. My orders? Gods, they're pushy. To think I've lowered myself like this. Can you imagine taking orders from a human? Well, I suppose you could. All right. Well. Yes, it says I must help you to the full extent of my abilities on our mission. I can't kill anyone, and I mustn't lie to you. What? Keep reading. And if I don't comply, you will kill me. Ah. Well, that leads me to believe you're quite formidable, then. Do you think you could take me, darling? Paralyze me with a stake in the heart? Leave me out in the sun just to hear me scream? Oh, I like that answer. So confident. Oh, stop glowering. It's fine. Come with me if you've finished your... water. I'll show you the issue with this place and fill you in. You'd be surprised. For such a backwater town, they certainly have a big problem. Right. For context, this little town was under the domain of a powerful, reclusive vampire named Bora the Hidden. No, Bora. As in, you now have to listen to this boring backstory. At least the moon is still bright. We'll walk and talk. That's a very mortal thing to do, right? Oh, don't look so shocked about a vampire ruling an area. This far from the Empire, your human laws don't carry much weight. Now I'm really gonna knock your socks off. Many vampires claim domains and demand tributes. In exchange, they keep the humans within safe from harm. You can close your mouth, darling. It's an arrangement as old as time. Let me get the door for you. What kind of tributes? Oh, you are a bit sheltered. Humans, usually. No younger than 20, but no older than 40. My understanding is that Bora allowed the townspeople to volunteer to be taken by her. That's generous and a bit uncommon. Usually we just take the ones we like. You'd be gone in an instant. How many? She took one human a year. Now that is an excellent question. She did, in fact, take volunteers who were in poor health. So, we can infer... Correct. It's safe to assume these volunteers weren't kept alive for long. Exactly. What else? I wouldn't hold out on you, darling. You have my full cooperation under the threat of death, remember? Here's the wrinkle, the rub, if you will. Bora had been doing this for nearly two centuries with no problems. She was seen once a year at the summer solstice. She took her volunteer, renewed her pledge to keep her domain safe, then vanished. Get to the point. My, aren't you anxious? I thought monks were supposed to be patient. Fine. This year, she didn't show up to take her tribute. And who cares, right? She was a worthless bloodsucker. Maybe some brave, fearless hero like yourself vanquished her. You're right. Something did happen. Something that frightened the church enough to send you And I'll show you. Follow me. Or don't. Just stop and look out at the lake. It's fine. It's not as if I'm in a rush to help you before daybreak or anything. Why are you squinting suspiciously at the lake? Yes, there's an island in the middle of it. Do the townsfolk go there? To the lake island? I don't believe so, no. I'm sure there's some superstition. You can see there's nothing there. It's just flat land, darling. You think there's an illusion on the island? How can you be sure? There's a shadow on the ground, even though there's nothing to cast one. What? Yes, I can see the shadow too. It's large. But until you pointed it out, I missed it entirely. What magic do you have? Your god empowers you to see in the dark. Impressive. But you can't see color. Ah, it's all shades of gray for me, too. There must be a magic concealing whatever structure is hidden. An island out in the middle of the lake. I can gift you true sight for only a moment. Though you'd have to let me get close. And I'd cover your pretty eyes with my hand. Do it. My. What an order. Very well. Come here. My hand is cold. Deal with it. Close your eyes. Shadows part, illusions fade. See the world as it was made. There. Did you just gasp? What? What? What is hidden on the island? Some kind of underground entrance? Fantastic. We're too far away to get a good look. Another problem. No, nothing about this was mentioned to me. There's nothing else. Just a structure and stone steps leading underground. Ugh. Wait, don't turn around. Wait for the spell to pass. because if you look at a vampire with true sight, you'll go mad. I thought all humans know that. Knowledge lost to time. I am old, but it doesn't matter. Are your eyes correct? Good. Follow me. I'll show you to our first problem. Look at you, such a brave monk, following a vampire into a darkened warehouse at the edge of town. And there's a torch on the wall. You'll want to see this in detail and color. Trust me. These paintings are all stored improperly. That's the first thing you say? No, darling. Those are all mirrors. Every surviving mirror in the town, actually. Well, the townspeople smashed all the others. And can't say I blame them. I don't have a reflection, but I would have done the same. The rest were put face down on the ground like that. Proof of the phenomenon, I expect. Well, I'd want someone to believe me. Go on, lift one up and have a look. It's disturbing, but not dangerous. Aren't you calm and collected? I can see why the church sent you. No reflection, even for a mortal. Just the sight of some keep, castle, I can't be sure. Oh, you don't know the half of it, darling. Put your hand through the looking glass. No, I have to do it. Very well, but I'm hurt you don't trust me. See, it serves as a portal. You could step right through. Lift up the other mirrors if you wish. They all lead to the same place. Stone walls and a bit of nondescript tapestry hanging off them. Although, maybe these mirror portals lead to the underground entrance we saw on the lake. No? How can you be sure? The stone is entirely different. Ah, you're right. I see a mirror. A window through the mirror. Though it offers no other clues. This place through the looking glass is certainly above ground. Ah, what a deduction you've made, darling. You're smart and healthy. Stop it. My girlish heart is going to burst from attraction. Stop flirting and speak plainly. I'm saying you're right. This phenomenon with the mirrors happened the day after Bora the Hidden failed to make her annual appearance and collect her tribute. Curious, isn't it? Was she using the humans she took to stave off some kind of curse? An interesting theory. Well, I am to follow your lead, darling monk. Technically, the church ordered us to investigate the mirrors. They've turned into portals overnight, leading to some kind of castle. But there's also the matter of the hidden underground entrance, concealed with magic on an island in the middle of a lake, in the very same town. I think it's likely they're related. It's too strange otherwise. Where do we go? Through the looking glass? Or into the hidden underground entrance? I leave it to you. Where you go, I will follow. Fine, I will keep my voice down. Gods forbid I hurt your delicate monk ears. Back to the matter at hand, though. You've been staring at the mirror for 10 minutes now. Have you made up your mind? Where are we going? So full of questions, are you? Fine. How did the villagers smash the mirrors if you can put your hand through them? Oh, they broke the frames around the mirrors. Why do you ask? Oh. That's a bit dramatic. Don't you think? Smashing the wooden frame like that? You could have just said you wanted to explore the underground entrance. I am not pouting. I am a powerful vampire. We don't pout. I am making my displeasure known, mortal. Ugh, what a mess. I'm here on the church's orders, you know. I'm not blessed with the autonomy you are when it comes to their directives. Well, you're clearly comfortable not investigating the mirrors like they asked us to. I understand your point. The mirror portals are an invitation. Yes, yes. Whomever activated the portals, probably Bora, wants someone to go through.
I agree. It could very well be a trap. And you're right. The entrance at the lake was hidden well. Clearly, whoever made it doesn't want visitors. So why am I displeased? Look, I need you to tell the church, or whatever decrepit deacon you report to, that I was helpful, and I wanted to do as we were told. I'll go along with you. Don't let them paint me in a bad light for it. This is important to me. Oh, the church will be fair. Darling, I'm doubtful. Good. Then we are agreed. You have a lot of questions about my affiliation with the church. I wish we had the time. I'd let you tease the answers out of me. But we're losing moonlight, and crossing that lake is going to take time. Yes, I'll show you where we can get a boat. Crossing the water. Oh, the gift of vampirism affects us all differently. The only concern I have around running water is getting my shoes wet. But it's no trouble to cross the lake. It is not odd. Necromancers all bear the same gift, though each of them has their own nuance and specialty. It must be the same for those blessed by your god. You make holy water faster and easier than anyone else in the church. What a boring blessing. Oh, come now. This is too romantic a setting to be offended. An evening jaunt on a small boat. Both of us kissed by the full moon. Ah, thank God I am upwind of you. The smell is maddening. Does the church allow you to take paramours? Or do they demand you quell the human urge to couple? They do allow you. Delightful. Are you claimed by another? I see no wedding ring on your hand that grips the oar. There's been no time. The good ones always say that. Some things never change. Let me guess. Training to destroy enemies of the church with your bare fists has consumed much of your life. How interesting. You know, I think I like having conversations. Or at least I do with you. Truly, I haven't done much talking since my embrace. Some vampires love it, but I always thought it was a bit dishonorable, playing with your food. If you're hunting a human, then hunt them. Don't prolong their demise for your own amusement. Well, honestly, does a hunter watch a deer twitch in pain? Ask it questions before it shoots the arrow? Of course not. The coup de grace is the mark of a learned soul. Quick death blows are a skill you honed. I believe it. If you do wind up killing me, thank you in advance. Don't think I didn't notice that piece of splintered mirror frame you picked up before we left the warehouse. I know a makeshift stake when I see one. Oh, look, here we are. The illusion should pass once we cross the threshold. The stairs down will be visible. Lead the way. Well, that was the longest set of stairs. And what was that steep ramp beside them? It was smooth. A slide for children? How morbid. Oh. They could bring supplies in. Pushing crates down it. It was so narrow. You're right. It doesn't matter right now. Yes, I applaud your restraint for not sliding down it. Oh, it did take ages to reach the bottom. But I enjoyed hearing about your past. It's all so recent to me. Ah. I've stopped because I sense the sun has risen. Here, sweet. I'm just a bit tired. When we're finished here, I'll have to wait and stay behind. Let's press on. There's a promising-looking chamber up ahead. Wonderful. An underground room filling rapidly with water. What a cliche. Well, I'm dead and my lungs don't draw breath, so I'm not concerned. You, on the other hand... Yes, I see you wisely looking around. This is some sick riddle. You're right. Let's take inventory. I see four statues of naked women. Maybe you should undress. That could be the key to this puzzle. Oh, fine. What do your keen eyes pick up when you look at them? They're made of different stone. Ah, a torch. I see. Let's talk this out. What are we looking at? A naked woman sculpted from green jade with ivy wrapped around her legs. An orange tiger's eye statue of a woman adorned with barren tree branches. Another woman carved from rose quartz with blossoms on her nipples. And a blue quartz woman with ice on her. Well, what depraved sculptor did Bora hire for this trap? Oh, I ask because I want to hire them. Oh, you're right, this is serious. Well, the jade statue is the most valuable. Whatever. I don't suffer puzzles like some common adventurer. Just break through a wall and be done with it. And flood any worthwhile discovery down here with lake water. You're right. You're annoying when you're correct. Well, the water is almost to your hips, darling. Think harder. Don't joke about me turning you into a vampire. Well, oh, the seasons. The statues represent the seasons, of course. We should move them in order on the four platforms. The pink one, spring, should be first. I'll help you. No, I'm not worried about my shoes. Oh, they are heavy. There. That's one in its proper place. Though I must say, I don't mind the sight of you struggling. Your focus is alluring. The water! The water is acidic. I'm fine. A bit wounded. I had to crawl into the arms of this statue. But how are you unhurt? You're waist deep in it. Oh, you fool. Did you offer a prayer to your asshole of a god while you were struggling? And the blessing made the water holy. Cease your concern. Just end this accursed puzzle. There's only one statue left. Do they move through the holy water much easier than a normal human? Or are my eyes playing tricks on me? Here they come. Gathered in your arms like a limp doll. I resent being carried in this fashion. How are you so warm after getting wet? Darling. Oh. This campfire is enchanted, isn't it? Brilliant bit of magic. How long was I unconscious? That many hours. How embarrassing. Yes, well, I accept your apology. You didn't mean to inadvertently baptize the dungeon and myself with your unconscious divinity. What? You're looking at me as if I... Fine. I am... sorry that I called your god an asshole. I look pale. Very funny. Don't come any closer. Because I'm starving and wounded. You're an appealing morsel, darling. Ugh, my fangs ache in my mouth when I see those water droplets run down your neck. Why are you wrapping that fabric around your arm? Huh? A tourniquet? Stop flirting with me. No, I can't. No. The church. They've been giving me lamb's blood for a month now. They'll never... If I drink from a human, let alone one of theirs... Stop. Stop tempting me, please. I want to very badly, but don't smirk at me like that. You're entirely too self-assured. You're in a bit of danger here, you know. Why are you pulling out a knife? Don't cut your flesh. Delicious. You were wise to shove me off. Oh, I'm going to lick every drop of you from my tongue, darling. Yes, my wounds are healing. Oh, you cost me everything, you know. I forgot how good it is to feed on humans. You're a brave one. You can see the hunger in my eyes, but you don't pull away. Doesn't it make you uncomfortable, being eyed like a piece of meat? I like that look in your eye. We'll continue once I'm rested. What's the use? I mean, the deal I had with the church is null and void. Now that I've fed on one of their own. Just flood the place and smash the other mirrors. Bora the Hidden is likely dead. This place is just a monument to her madness, I'm sure. What? I'm leaving, obviously. The church didn't tell you why I'm bending a knee to them. They're experimenting on a cure for vampirism. A real one. Some rare fruit they bought from the Bee Kingdom. There was nearly a war over it. What did you call it? Atherbloom. That's it, I think. It doesn't matter. It's probably bunk. But I jumped at the chance like a fool. You look shocked, but not that shocked. A few things started making sense then. It doesn't matter. Farewell, monk. Don't pull on my sleeve like a child. I'm not going to debase myself further. Good luck on your mission. What's the point? I'm never going to get what I want. I was a fool to even hope for another chance at humanity. You wouldn't know. You take it for granted. You all do. Breathing, orgasms, pasta and warm skin. Sneezing in sunlight. I'm not crying. I can't. Oh. Well, I suppose I can still be hugged. Thank you. That's a kindness, darling. Oh, you're very persistent. You know that. It's foolhardy, but I admire it. What kind of human longs for the company of a vampire? Oh, you are so delicious. So driven. So smart. The first one I've talked to in years. I can't decide if I want to be you, or I want you, or I want to eat you. It's very confusing, and I hold you accountable for it. How dare you make me feel this way? Your voice is so earnest when you ask me to stay. I can't deny you anything. Oh, now that is wise. If the answer is no, make the church tell me no. Don't assume and give up. Oh, I adore you more each time we talk. You realize if I do become human, there will be no saving you. I won't stop until I make you mine. You look forward to it. Oh, I don't think you're ready. But fine. Let's finish what we started. The chamber ahead looks like the last one. Just wrap your wound before you extinguish the fire. The smell of your blood is making me wild with desire.